The name Polyclass is forever ingrained in Sonoma County hearts and minds since the day she went missing, October 1st of 1993. She was later found dead, of course, and so many hearts on an international basis were broken as a result of the end of that story. But it also was the beginning of a story of the Polyclass Foundation and the work that they've done up to and including this day, National Missing Children's Day. And with us in studio is the executive director of the Polyclass Foundation, Rainey Howe. Good morning, Rainey.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, this is, as I said, you know, a part of our hearts, people who have lived in Sonoma County. And one of the amazing things that the foundation, I think, really was the first to do, and it happened when Polly went missing, was the use of the internet was first really utilized in the search for missing kids. And certainly that must continue today.
Absolutely. So the internet was first used with the Polyclass case. It was the first time in 1994 when the internet was relatively new,
yeah.
1993 and 4. So she was really the first internet child. There were children that went missing before her that had their images on milk cartons,
right.
And different ways like that. But one of the reasons that the whole world knew about Polly was because of the internet. And we still use the internet today to try to help look for children. But it's a double-edged sword because many kids go missing today because of the internet. They spend time in their bedrooms online,
right.
And making friends with people that they don't really know. And
turn out to be predators.
Yeah, exactly. And so sometimes they'll talk a young person who's obviously disgruntled at home with their family life and really prey on them, sometimes grooming them for months at a time before they talk them into sneaking out of their house.
Yeah, it is a double-edged sword. Larry, I know you've got a question.
You know, one of the other things, too, you guys do is you work with law enforcement. What are some of the changes that you guys have helped affect since Polly's situation all those years ago?
Great question. So one of the things that we really helped to implement is just what we as a community did to look for Polly.
Wow.
Became a model for the nation. Whether the FBI is involved or local law enforcement is involved, it's really a matter of everybody getting out there to search for a missing child in large numbers. The other thing is that law enforcement knows that they can call us when they have a runaway case or a child that has gone missing several times, comes back several times. There's a very good chance that that kid could be being trafficked and their trafficker is letting them go just in time to sort of get home and get the heat off of them before they go out again. Law enforcement will call us and be our partner in working with them to try to help find this child and bring them home. And
People come from all over the nation call the Polyclass Foundation for help, don't they?
Absolutely, whether it's law enforcement or a family. And we've really helped to shift the culture of how law enforcement thinks about these victims, which is they are victims of sex trafficking. There's no such thing as a child prostitute. A 14-year-old girl or boy doesn't wake up one morning and go, gee, I'm going to be a prostitute. That's a good idea.
Right.
So they're victims, and really have to give a shout out to law enforcement for making that shift, because historically these children are treated as criminals and they're victims.
Well, I think when Polyclass was abducted and later killed, we weren't thinking about things like sex trafficking. We were thinking about missing kids.
Right.
But the sex trafficking idea came to us later due, as you say, to the other edge of that sword, the internet.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Polly's case was so unique in the sense that, a stranger literally walked into her bedroom and took her away from her family and all of us in a big sense. But the parallel to that is that we do have strangers entering our children's bedrooms. They might not physically be there, but
they're
just warming their way into our kids' lives. Yeah.
Well, it's a super important part of Sonoma County, and a lot of us remember the whole storyline of Polly Klass, of course, and including the funeral that was held for her, which, you know, I was one of the people covering that event, and I couldn't get into the church that night because there were too many people who needed to. It spilled out onto the lawns, and it was an amazing, amazing outpouring of love and support.
Absolutely. We, you know, when we attend local events or have booths at Butter and Eggs Day or things like that, the Polly Klass case is really Sonoma County's JFK.
Yeah.
People remember exactly where they were, what they were doing. And
yep, that's a good point.
We still get people that'll come up to our booth and just weep, you know. Mm-hmm. They might not have been connected to the family directly, but it was such a heartbreaking event. And to this day, when we talk about Polly, we can't help but feel that pain. But
and also, though, thanks to the foundation, we feel something else, and that is her ongoing legacy with the Polly Klass Foundation and the good work that you do.
That's true. And one of the most important things that we do is keep hope alive for those families whose children are missing and who don't know what has happened to them. So a really great example of that is the three women that were missing for a decade
yeah.
in Cleveland.
Yep.
And, you know, we had our caseworkers, Cindy and Kathy, had very, very close relationships with Gina De Jesus and Amanda Berry's family who were in constant contact. And, you know, when the media goes away and families are wondering what happened to my kid, they can call our 800 number 24 hours a day and we'll have caseworkers that can talk to them.
Ongoing good works, Rainey, and congratulations to you. The Polly Klass Foundation, anytime you need a friend in the media, give us a call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. That is Rainey Houth. She is the executive director of the Polly Klass Foundation.